بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيدا شعر بعرف بالله عزتي أقدس عزت معنا شاه حكيم محمد أختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے, سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے, سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے. میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں, میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں, میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے, ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے, بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے. میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے, میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے, میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا, عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا, اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے. تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا, تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا, اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. میرا بس دل میں درد محبت رہے, میرا بس دل میں درد محبت رہے, میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے. روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا, روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا, میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں, میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں, میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. ما بعد, this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dala Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi, Waqt Tabrizi Dora, مجدد زمان حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. Hazrat has presented it in beautiful poetic form that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world, and Allah ta'ala has given us complete perfect guidance how to love our life. If we love our life accordingly, we will get the greatest gift for what Allah ta'ala has sent us here, and that is to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat explains and has titled this poem so beautifully, Zindagi meri paabande sunnat rahe, that oh Allah, let my life be completely under all in every condition, let me be firm upon the beautiful sunnat lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Allah Ta'ala has commanded, Kul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. Allah commanded Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam to inform us that if you want the love of Allah, or if you think you have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how to check yourself and what is the criteria? Fattabi'uni. Follow my way of life, the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So thus we have to make, here we see, we have to make dua for it also, and then make an effort. And then one is to be in the company of those men of Allah, like Hazrat Allah Ta'ala has brought us here in the company of our Hazrat, those men who are concerned every moment, am I on the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not? When you live among those men, you in their company and you have their sohbat, then this reality will come into our life. And then this consciousness. Otherwise, as Hazrat teaches us, that myself, we are so unmindful that basic sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is still not in my life. So Hazrat explains, Bas mere dil mein teri muhabbat rahe, zindagi meri paabande sunnat rahe. That all the time a person cries and makes dua, that oh Allah, in my heart it should only be your love. Nothing else in my heart, only your love in my heart. And what is the sign and how to gain this? That oh Allah, make my life that firm on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the only way to gain the love of Allah. And thus also, as we explained, only when you sit in the company of the men of Allah, who have got the reality of the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are firm on sunnah, and that is what creates the burning love of Allah Ta'ala in a person's heart. Sit in the company of such people, automatically not only you will come on sunnah, you will dislike every other way besides the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat explains, and the main object and purpose to realize that I'm not going to be here forever. I have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in return, where? Samne aisa khawfe qiyamat rahe. Sab gunao se meri hifazat rahe. That all the time in front of me, O Allah, I should have the fear and worry that tomorrow on the day of qiyamah, I'm going to stand in front of you. Wa amma man khafa maqama rabbihi wa nahan nafsa anil hawa. And what is the sign of the fear? That sab gunao se meri hifazat rahe. As Allah ta'ala is telling us, that person who has created this love of Allah, a true lover is, all he doesn't think that my beloved loves me. He is worried, does my beloved love me or not? Am I not doing anything that is displeasing my beloved? And just you try your best to please your beloved, but you don't have firm 100%, you can't say, I know my beloved loves me. So we have hope, Allah's mercy is very vast. But this is the sign how to become the lover of Allah Ta'ala. That may worry that, oh, tomorrow I'm going to stand in the court of Allah. I think I'm a lover of Allah, but there may be some action that I did Allah doesn't like, and then I'll be destroyed. So to worry of that fear of Qiyamah is that, oh Allah, protect me from every sin. Oh, protect me from every, and not only sin, everything that you do, you don't like. What people say, ah, this is just makruh. Makruh means something that your beloved don't like. So should you be doing that action? It doesn't make sense that you do it. And you continue doing it, you'll end up into a worse thing. That your beloved becomes totally upset with you. So Allah Hazrat is teaching us, and this is the worry and concern. And that is why Allah has brought us here. That this reality comes into my heart, all our heart. And then all the time a person will be worried. No matter where you are. Whether you are alone, whether you are in public, whether you are flying in the air, or whether you are on the land, me jahabi rahu, jis fida me rahu, mere taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. That oh Allah, wherever I be, in whichever atmosphere, I might be traveling alone in the aeroplane, and think my wife, nobody is with me. But remember, Allah is with me. That not I'm stretching my hands out to knock the air hostess or something. Be all the time cautious and worried. Mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. That, oh Allah, keep my taqwa, just worry and fear. That I don't displease you for a moment. Keep that all the time salamat. Keep it safe in my heart. And thus, the more a person practices on sunnah, and as our Hazrat teaches us, that the easiest way, the more we recite durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more the love of sunnah and the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come in our heart, and the more taqwa will penetrate our heart. Then a person can be anywhere in the world, he'll know, my beloved, Allah is with me. And Allah must be happy with me. Sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe. Bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. When a person has got this love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, now he says, oh Allah, let me have just like from everything of this world. In other words, the slightest thing that distracts me from you. And that is dunya. It doesn't mean here that the Ahlullah don't love in the world. They don't eat, they don't get married. All those things they have. They'll even have Allah grants them the best. But they don't indulge in those things. And worse, things that will make you unmindful of Allah. There's no question. Things like sports, etc., politics, where time for all that filthy and dirty things? So let me hate those things. Not only stay away, let me hate all these things, O Allah, which is called dunya, that those things that make you unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to gain this, that regularly make the zikr of Allah ta'ala, as we learn from our mashayikh, that how to make the zikr of Allah, and then be bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. That I make the zikr of Allah in such a way that I just get the enjoyment of your, in my heart is only the enjoyment of your name. In other words, when you got the enjoyment of Allah's name, then everything connected to Allah Ta'ala, that will be enjoyment for you. And everything that disconnects you from Allah, not you will stay away from it, you will hate it and you'll dislike it. And not only that, you see others doing it, you feel irritated. How can they be doing a thing that will displease my Allah? And that is why they have these majalis to make us realize, come out of that unmindful state of life, that you're just living any way, any type of life, not concerned whether Allah is happy or not. And mere dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe, mere dunya ulfat salamat rahe. And continuously, what is their main dua? And this is the real dua, that, oh Allah, in my heart, all the time there should be the pain of your love. This is the greatest dua a person asks, that, oh Allah, make me yours and you become mine. In other words, my love, my heart is only filled with your love. And when you fill my heart with my love, with your love, oh Allah, the friend of Allah is not happy that I got the love of Allah. He is worried it must remain safe all the time. And safe till when? Till I reach akhirat. Not just here in this world, that today I think I came for majlis, I feel I got Allah's love. But no, we have to be worried all the time. The more a person gets the love of Allah, the more shaitan burns, and he comes and attacks you more. But when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, and you engage in the zikr of Allah, he doesn't have a chance to distract you. But for that we have to be making dua to Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, this love of yours that you have placed in my heart, which is dunya ulfat, that world of your love, that's a different world. The people who got this love, they in such a world you can't imagine. What enjoyment they have in this world, the artificial things of this world don't even attract them, they don't even pay attention to it. And then Hazrat explained, when you got this condition, now you will be worried. Aashiqo mein mera naam lik jayega. Apne amal par gar nadamat rahe. Said, oh Allah, my name can only be written among the true lovers. The aashiqeen are those people who got the burning love of Allah, which Shaitan did not have. That's why he had objections in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala save us. When you are true lover of Allah, and you know this is the command of Allah, whether it appeals to you or not, it's the command of my beloved. This is the way of my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So no matter where I am, Allahu Akbar. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Hudhayfa Yaman radiallahu ta'ala, a famous statement which should shake our heart, that atruku sunnat habibi liha ulai humaqa. Sitting in front of so-called people of the caliber of politicians, etc., and the thing that, no, they are up to date. Hazrat says, no, in front of these foolish people who don't know the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they don't know how to get the love of Allah, they are ignorant. So the intelligent people, the fa'tabiru ya ulil absar, Allah says, O people of intelligence, if you got eyes of your heart open, you'll see clearly who are the men of Allah Ta'ala. And they are the men of Allah, they try their best to do the greatest amal. And they do their amal to please Allah, but yet they are regretful, ya Allah. Where can we ever make ibadat the way you are worthy? When Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us this, that, O Allah, we can't get your marifat as you are so great. Your marifat, and it's beyond us to get the marifat of Allah. But as a person gets the marifat of Allah, he realizes that my amal is totally weak. It can never be accepted in the court of Allah. And this is what Allah loves, that when a person is regretful, and what is the sign of that? After every good action, a person is making istighfar, and he is making tawbah, he is begging Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And then Hazrat says, the sign of this love of Allah is, yeri marzi pe har arzu ho fida, aur dil mein bhi uski na hasrat raho. That, oh Allah, this love of Allah should be in my heart, that I should be such a lover, that whatever is your pleasure, my desires, I will sacrifice that. Whatever you love, O Allah, and I got an inclination to that, I'll smash my inclination. I'll smash my desires. But your happiness, what is wanu min Allah Akbar? The greatest thing is the love of Allah Ta'ala. And to smash that also, I won't even have regret that I couldn't go there because Allah will be on. Not because Allah will. My Allah doesn't want me in that gathering. I won't want to be there. Somebody can force me also to be there. I won't want to be there. So this regret, and you don't have regret to stay away from the disobedience of Allah and forget disobedience. Any gathering that even might lead you to unmindfulness, that also gathering you stay away and you don't regret. Meri bas dil mein darde muhabbat rahe, meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. Hazrat then gives advice and teaches us all that, sir, remember, if you want an object of life, then that is that in your heart it must only be the love of Allah. This is our object and purpose of life. This is what we should be working for. What are all the degrees of this world, and you get lost and you forget about Allah? That is destruction. A person who doesn't know how to read and write, but he's got the love of Allah, that Allah says, that is you in a different world of enjoyment. You in the world of the realm of the love of Allah. So Allah, please keep that love of mine salamat. That is what we should be worried. More than we worried that my life, somebody is threatening my life, or my money, etc. All that can go, but the love of Allah must not go. So Allah Ta'ala give us this reality. And finally Hazrat mentions, Roz wa shab kalbi akhtar ki ye dua, ki hai ye dua, mere maula meri istiqamat rahe. And Hazrat teaches us what is the sum total and the crux of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that day and night, with the effort and concern and dua for begging the love of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat says, O Akhtar, in my heart, that this dua should be there day and night, that, O my beloved Allah, O my Mawla, O my guardian, O my caretaker, who is there for me besides you, O Allah, just keep me firm on your love. And this is the greatest karamat which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, white hairs came into the beard of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah Ta'ala commanded, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Just remain firm, don't go with the flow, don't worry what others are doing. We have to follow in the line of the lovers of Allah and remain firm on that path. Then inshallah Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, may raise us amongst them. Allah give us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, rahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'd. Chapter number 21, disassociation of the heart from the world and constant reflection of the akhirat, the hereafter. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the world is the abode of a person who has no home. It is the wealth of the person who has no wealth. He who has no intelligence accumulates the wealth of this world. That is more than what is necessary. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu narrated here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in a khutbah, the love of the world is the root of all evil. The love of the world is the root of all evil. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the world is a continuous journey which recedes further and further whilst the Akhirah is a continuous journey which approaches nearer and nearer. Both this world and the year after have their sons. If you can be not among the sons of the dunya, of the world, today you are in the place of practice, and there is no reckoning here. Reckoning will be for you in the year after, and there will be no amal, no practice. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the following ayah, translation of which is, Allah Ta'ala expands the chest of the one whom he intends to guide, so that he accepts Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, when nur enters the chest, it expands, the chest expands. Somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there any sign for this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. He saves himself from this abode of deception. This is what a person will know where the nur of iman has entered his heart. He saves himself from this abode of deception in the world. He inclines towards the everlasting abode of the year after. And he makes preparations for the everlasting abode before the arrival of death. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remember much the severer of delights, the destroyer of delights, that is death. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, death is a gift for the believer. A gift is an object of happiness. The believer should therefore be pleased with death. If there is fear for punishment, then arrangements should be made to be protected against such punishment which comes after death. The protection against punishment is to be obedient to the commands of Allah Ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to resort to tawbah for deficiencies. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of his shoulders and said, stay on earth as if though you are a foreigner, or like one walking along the road. Like a foreigner longs for his homeland, and a traveler is continuously on the move, anticipating a quick arrival home, so too should be the believer. His heart should be never attached to this world. His gaze must be focused on Jannat, his original and permanent home. He must prepare himself for his return home. Thereafter, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu will say, when the evening approaches, do not wait for morning. And when the morning approaches, do not wait for evening. Hazrat Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the believer is about to depart for the year after, angels with glittering faces come to him. They have with them coffins and fragrance from Jannah. The angel of death arrives and he explains to the believer, O pure soul, come towards the forgiveness and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. The angels with glittering faces take possession of the soul and wrap it up with heavenly coffin and fragrance. They proceed with the pure soul upwards. Every group of angels living on earth for whom they pass inquire, whose pure soul is this? The angels in whose possession the soul is inform them of the identity of the person, and they call the soul by various beautiful and honorable titles. They then reach the first heaven, and the doors thereof are opened up. The angels of the first heaven accompany the procession to the second heaven, and the doors are opened up. In this way the procession goes from heaven to heaven until the seventh heaven is reached. Allah Ta'ala then orders, enter the book of record of my servant in Illiyin, and proceed towards the earth with him for the questioning in the grave by Munkar and Nakir. The soul is then returned to his body. The angels come and ask a person, who is your Rabb? He replies, Allah is my Rabb. They ask, what is your deen? He says, Islam is my deen. They then ask, who is this man who has sent amongst you? They reply, he is the Nabi of Allah. A caller then on the instruction of Allah Ta'ala calls out from the heavens, my servant has spoken the truth. Arrange for him the comfort of Jannat. Clothe him with the garments of Jannat and open up for him a window from Jannat. The sweet breezes and fragrances of Jannat thus come to him. Hazrat thereafter ends and says, the same hadith continues and narrates the evil and terrible condition which overtakes the kufar, the kafir soul. After death and in Qiyamah will occur the following events: the sounding of the trumpet, the resurrection of the dead, the torments of Qiyamah, the reckoning, the fortunate will be given to drink from the fountain of Kawthar, punishment in Jahannam for certain sins, which, or those which were not forgiven, intercession for the people of Iman, entry into Jannah and the vision of Allah Ta'ala. These are all things to reflect on, so to create life in Iman. If one is not able to set aside a specific time for such meditation, at least when going to bed at night, think about these events. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.